Hi everybody, it's the Secret Subject here, and this is a little session I'd like to call You and Me. Just the two of us together. You see, I've been thinking a lot lately about what I'd like to do to all of you, and sometimes I get thinking about certain things that perhaps I think that you would enjoy. Like the idea of being completely helpless and dominated. Under my power, under my spell completely. But then I start to think to myself, well, perhaps you don't want that kind of thing. Or maybe you do. Maybe you love the idea of me walking over to you, staring directly in your eyes as I cup your chin, as I look down at you and I say, oh, look at you, all helpless, in my grasp. Your eyes locked onto mine as I stare at you, like I can look directly into your soul. Because maybe I can, who knows? And as I look down at you, with my hand gently grasping your chin, I start to move my other hand to your shoulder as I push you down to your knees and say, we need to get you down where you belong. You see, subby things like you belong on the floor, don't they? On their knees before me. Where you can gaze up at me and see me in all my glory as I tower over you. You see, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I consider myself to be quite tall. So when people see me in real life and they realize how tall I actually am, especially from their knees, they start to realize they've lost before I've even had a chance to open my mouth. I was at a munch the other day, and I was told that people could stare at me for hours. The way I look, the way I dress. I just have this presence. Commanding. Dominating. You see, when people see me in real life, they just start to look at me and wonder. I wonder what it would be like to submit to her. I wonder what it would feel like to be pushed onto my knees, to be helpless before her, to be completely under her spell. So, I start to wonder to myself what submissive things like you would do for me, what you would do to be dominated, to be controlled, to have my will enforced on your tiny little mind. As I rip it from your skull and crush it in my hand. And I start to wonder what you would do if you had the chance to be there with me face to face. I'm sure you can imagine, you are good at imagining things after all, what it would feel like, what it would be like to be knelt before me. Staring up into my eyes, knowing that as you do, your mind just starts to drift, starts to wander to thoughts of obedience, to thoughts of submission, to thoughts of complete and utter control and lack thereof. As you just give it all to me, as you just kneel there staring, knowing that I don't need to do anything at all to you. Oh no, I don't. I don't need to say a word. I can just give you a look, and you know. Can you imagine such a thing? My dark brown eyes staring directly into your mind. I wonder what that would feel like.